Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
One Day Last Summer.
Beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, hello, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Hello, Alfie.
Hey, aren't you ready yet? It'll be here soon, the mystery bus. I mean, the bus for the trip. But that's a mystery. Yeah, how it goes. I'm even worried. You're not ready.
By the time I've got the rest of the family sorted out, I'll be lucky to meet the bus coming back.
Oh, I'll get them cracking. Now, you just nip upstairs and change out of that overall into your summer frock.
This is my summer frock.
I'm sorry, it's very pretty, isn't it? Well, what put me off was you wearing your dust cap.
The dust cap is my new hat.
Oh, it's a nice day for the coach trip to Bramble Nook. I've said Bramble Nook and I shouldn't have done.
Why, is it a naughty word?
No, you see, this is a mystery trip and nobody's supposed to know where we're going.
Well, how are we going to get there?
The vicar knows because he organised it, because it's from the church. No, not the bus, that's from the garage, but the trip is. From the church, not from the church, you see, but he's not so well, so I'm the vicar. I'm running it, you see. No, not the church, the bus.
You're all right, Alfie, it is a mystery. You mean the vicar's ill and you're in charge?
Yeah, so I know where we're going and now you know, but we mustn't tell anybody else.
Oh, go on, Alfie, let's be devils and tell the bus driver.
Hey, that's a good idea. I know that you're kidding me.
I understand, Alfie. You don't want me to mention it to anybody else.
Not mention what to anybody else?
Yeah, well, we're going today.
Oh, you mean the mystery trip to Bramble Nook?
Jimmy, who told you about Bramble Nook?
My pal Ozzy. His dad's the bus driver.
Is he?
No, Ozzy.
You're all right, funny boy. Look, just remember, now that you know where we're going, not a word to a living soul.
Oh, that means I can tell Alfie, then.
I already know. Oh, don't be clever.
Luke, go upstairs and help your granddad to get ready.
I've just been helping him. Oh, what a carry-on. Getting him into that kilt. Had to use the shoe on twice. He breathed in that much, he went red in the face.
Well, did he get it on?
Oh, yeah. Then he breathed out. And we had to start all over again. I'm not kidding. He's getting as big as Fatty Eccles.
I don't want any remarks about Mrs. Eccles. She's coming on the trip.
Is she?
Yeah, she's coming with Mrs. Billington.
Oh, heck. What's Beaky Billington coming for? I thought we were going to have some fun.
You'll have nothing if you don't stop being cheeky. I've told you. Not to call Mrs. Billington Beaky.
No, she can't help having a big nose. I mean, after all, it's the one she was born with.
She must have looked a funny baby with a conk like that. Hey, do you think they took the baby away and left the stalk?
I am not going to keep warning you. You'll behave yourself on this trip or you'll stop in the bus.
Yes, all right, Mum.
Yeah, and don't forget what we said. Don't tell anybody about Bramble Nook.
All right, I heard you before.
Well, I'm ready, Pat. Oh, hello, Alfie.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Sinclair. Nice day for the trip, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to some nice, quiet fishing.
Fishing?
Yes, there's a lovely wee trout stream at Bramble Nook.
Oh, no.
Fancy you guessing where we were going, Grandad.
What do you mean, guessing? You said not to forget to take my rod because Bramble
That's
Nook...
That's clever, Grandad. Did you use a crystal ball or was it in a teacup? There was a fellow in the paper last week.
Never mind the paper. Have you told anybody else?
Of course not. Do you think I'm a blabbermouth?
Yeah, no, we're still too short, Mr. Higginbottom.
Oh, we'll never get away. I don't know about a mystery trip. If we don't go soon, it'll be a moonlight flit. Hey, are these the two we're waiting for coming round the corner?
That's right, Mrs. Billington and Mrs. Eccles.
Oh, I see everyone's here. Have you been waiting long for us?
No.
We've been waiting 23 and a half minutes.
Oh, I'm afraid it's my fault.
Oh, no, Mrs. Billington. It's my fault. I can't walk as fast as you. I've no puff, you know.
Yes, but I mistook the time, Lavinia. You see, Mr. Higginbottom, there's something wrong with my clock.
There's no answer to that, Alfie.
No, go back and sit with Grandad.
I can't breathe with him puffing that pipe of his. Oh, it's horrible. I think he's smoking an old spurrin.
Well, there's no room here.
It would be if you sat on Alfie's knee.
Yeah, she can't do that.
Why not? When we went to Blackpool 2 years ago, she sat on Billy Parker's knee.
Hey, is that true, Susan?
Well, yes, Alfie, but I had to. The bus was full.
It wasn't when the night watchman had to come and let you out of the depot.
Don't tell lies. Clear off.
I was only kidding. Go on, Alfie. Let her sit on your knee.
Yeah, but what about your granddad?
Oh, he won't want to sit on your knee.
Stop trying to be funny.
Oh, you wouldn't like Susan sitting on your knee, then?
Well, yes. I mean, no, I shut up.
Alfie, oh, you're blushing.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You've gone pink all round your ears. Hey, Mum, our Susan's made Alfie all blush.
Mother, will you speak to him?
Jimmy, come away from there and sit down.
Oh, but, Mummy, Grandad's pipe's choking me.
Well, fine, somewhere else, then. Look. There's a little seat at the front there, next to the driver.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll go and sit there. Excuse me, Mrs. Eccles. I want to get past. Are you breathing? Oh, thanks very much. Hello, Mr. Higginbottom. I've come to sit next to you.
Why, have you finished torturing everybody else?
You're always cracking jokes. No, I wanted to watch you driving the bus so I could learn.
All right. Well, just sit there, keep your eyes open and your mouth shut.
Right, Mr. Higginbottom, I will. Hey, have you ever watched the racing drivers on the telly? Smashing.
Look at the cars they've got. I mean, they wouldn't be so clever with 40 passengers in the back.
You'd never get all them in one of those little cars.
I'm talking about them driving a bus like this.
Oh. Well, how fast can it go?
Oh, I could do 65 in this.
You couldn't.
Of course I could, any day.
Let's see you do it now, then.
Oh, now wait a minute. I'm not supposed to do more than 40.
I thought so. You couldn't do 65 downhill with the wind behind you and Fatty Eccles pushing.
I tell you I can.
Well, let's see you.
No, I don't want to.
Chicken.
I'll give you chicken in a minute.
All right, you can do 65, but you don't want to. I believe you.
I tell you, I can.
Yes, you said you can, but you don't want to. Oh, I understand.
Right, I'll show you whether I can or not. You see that lorry behind us? Watch me leave it standing. There you are. Look at that clock.
Oh, smashing. 58. 60. 65! You've done it!
Yeah. That lorry will never catch us now.
You're right. It's taking that car all its time to catch us.
What car?
The one that came from behind the lorry. It's got police on the front.
What?
What did you stop for? We were winning.
I ought to have my head examined listening to you.
You were doing a steady 40 there, weren't you?
We were doing 65. It was on the clock.
Oh, shut up.
Yes. Oh, that's what we made it, sir. 65. I wouldn't have thought you could do it in this old bus.
Oh, yes, he does it every day, don't you?
I'll do you if you don't shut up.
Oh, well, you're the one who's going to be done, sir. For speeding. Let's have your licence and insurance.
Oh, all right. Here you are. It's a pity you fellas haven't got something better to do.
Yes, I know. Why don't we catch all the escaped prisoners, stop all the bank robberies, get after the lorry gangs? I've heard it all.
Well, why don't you?
Because it's a lot easier catching mugs like you speeding. Is this your right name? Horatio Higginbottom?
That's right. He's called Horatio like Lord Nelson. That's why I was driving with one eye shut.
Oh.
Mrs. Billington. It's certainly a pretty little spot, this Bramble Nook, isn't it?
Well, it's nice enough, but it's no different from many other places we could have gone to visit, Lavinia.
Oh, no, it's no different at all.
And the trip's been so badly organised, the vicar had no right to leave Alfred Hall in charge. But there, you probably think I'm just complaining again that I should keep my big mouth shut.
Oh, no, you've a right to complain. You keep your big mouth open. I mean, say what you think.
Well, look at the driver we've got, Mr. Higginbottom. He's an incompetent lout.
Still, you can hardly blame Alfie. The vicar asked him to do it.
Precisely. It's the vicar to blame. And that is what I shall say to the church committee.
Hey, ma'am, have you seen Alfie? I was supposed to be going with him to photograph some birds.
He went off 10 minutes ago.
Oh, the twit. He forgot about me.
I'm not surprised. He forgot his camera as well. Susan found it in the coach. She's just gone to look for him.
That's typical. I never met a more brainless person.
Look, Alfie, I've got to go. Mother's waiting for me.
Well, give us another kiss first.
You're supposed to be photographing water birds.
Oh, they can wait until the prettiest bird gives me a kiss.
Go on, Tweety Pie. Give him a peck.
Will you clear off?
Well, what are you talking about? Alfie asked me to come and help him to take some photographs, didn't you?
Well, I did, Susan.
Oh, well, you're welcome to him. I'm going back to help Mother. Don't forget we're having tea at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, right, yeah, Susan.
Right, Alfie, let's get cracking with the camera.
Okay. We should get some good pictures. The sun's just right.
Hey, I didn't know you went in for this.
Oh, well, it's for the Works magazine, you see. I joined the camera club and Arthur Pritchett, he runs it, and he was saying he can get some good smashing photos of waterfowl sitting on the nests. He's very good at it, is Arthur.
What, sitting on nests?
Yeah, no. The birds. No, see, forget it. Look, I just want you to shh.
All right.
Shh. No, shh, shh.
Oh, shh.
I want you to be quiet.
Oh, I thought we were playing trains. Why have we got to keep quiet?
Well, you see that clump of reeds in the middle of the river?
Yeah.
There's a water hen's nest there with a young bird in, and I don't want to disturb it.
Why? Is it having a nap?
Oh, it's awake.
Well, why are we...
I want to get a close-up photograph of it.
Well, roll your trousers up and wade in.
Yeah, but I'm going to. I wonder how deep the water is.
I'll go and have a look while you get your camera ready.
Now then, let's see. Distance will be 2 feet. The lens is right. Speed about 100. That's it. Now for my trousers.
You're in luck, Alfie. It's only a couple of inches deep.
Yeah, oh, good. Well, I've got the camera ready. And my trousers rolled up, so in I go.
Wait a minute!
What is it?
You've still got your shoes and socks on.
Let me see, I'm that excited.
Sit down, I'll give you a hand.
I can manage myself, thank you very much.
Hey, haven't you got funny toes? This little piggy went to market. This little piggy's
been... Get off and keep quiet. Stop here, I don't want you disturbing that water hen.
All right. Good luck, Alfie.
Coo, coo.
What's up, Alfie? Is the water cold?
No, I'm trying. That's to keep the bird calm. I'm pretending I'm its mother, you see. Coo, coo. Coo, coo.
If that's its mother, his father must have been a corncrake.
I'm all wet. You little fool. I thought you said that water was only 2 inches deep.
Well, I can't understand it. It only came halfway up that duck.
I'm soaked to the skin. What am I going to do?
Don't worry, Alfie. Take your clothes off and spread them on the riverbank to dry. I'll go and find my granddad. He always takes a towel with him when he goes fishing.
All right. I better hide in them bushes.
Yeah, but watch out for the nettles.
Yeah, it's not funny. What would I do if somebody came along before my clothes are dry?
Just go, coo, coo. And pretend you're a water hen. I won't be long. Don't go away. My grandad will be along the riverbank here somewhere.
Oh, there you are, Jimmy. I've been looking for you.
Well, I'm looking for you.
Where's Alfie? The women want to start getting the tea ready and the food's in the boot of the bus. He's got the key.
Never mind that. Have you got your towel?
Yeah, what for?
Alfie's fallen in the river.
How?
Well, you see, he was pretending to be a water hen's mother because he wanted to get a photograph. So he waded out into the stream.
Well, there's some of his clothes, but where's Alfie?
He must be here somewhere. Alfie? Alfie? Hey, nature boy. I know. Coo, coo. Coo, coo.
Jimmy, I'm over here.
Ah, there he is, in his underclothes.
Look at him. Stick a torch in his hand and he's ready. He's all ready for the next Olympic Games.
Mr. Sinclair, have you got a towel?
Yeah, here you are, you bathing beauty, you. And by the way, the women want the boot key of the coach to get the food out.
Yeah, oh, get Jimmy trousers. Jim, what are you getting for me?
Where are they?
I hung them round the other side of the bush, on the riverbank.
Right, oh, I'll get them. It's lucky for you I was here. Where are they? I can't. Oh, I can see them now.
But bring them over.
I can't.
Why not?
They're in the middle of the river.
Oh, oh, come on, Mr. Sinclair. What am I going to do?
You'll just have to go in for another swim.
Never mind your jokes, Jimmy. Now, look, Alfie. They're stuck in the reeds. I'll try and get them out with my fishing rod.
Oh, yeah, yes, please, Mr. Sinclair.
All right, now. Ready now. Now, stand back. Now, give me a bit more room.
Grandad, you've got him first shot.
Yes, but I've got to reel him in yet. Now, now, steady does it. Oh, they're pulling against the reeds.
Hey, careful, Mr. Sinclair.
I'm doing my best and keep quiet. Now then. Oh, the hook's come out.
So have the trousers. There they go. Down the lazy river by the
water. Say, shut up. What am I going to do?
Can you make room for one more in your kilt, Grandad?
Another funny remark from you and you'll be in the river.
What's going on here? Fishing in private water, eh?
I wasn't after fish. I was trying to catch a pair of trousers.
Trying to catch a pair of trousers?
Yes, and they got away. You should have seen them. They were that long.
No, you see, mister, I was photographing at the water end.
Is he? What are you doing in your underclothes?
He's been in the river, doing a drip-dry test on his underpants.
See, sure, Hope. Give me that towel, Mr. Zingler. I'll go and dry myself behind the bushes.
All right, you are, Alfie. You see, sir, we're on a coach outing, and Alfie came down here to take some photographs. Excuse me asking, but haven't we met before? I seem to have heard your voice somewhere.
What? You mean he sings in a pub?
Just pipe down, me boy. Well, I don't know who you are, but I'm Admiral Fanshawe.
Of course, Fiery Fred. I'm sorry, Admiral, but that's what the lads used to call you.
Oh, that's all right, me man. I know me nickname. But who are you?
He's an old sailor as well. C6 Sinclair.
That'll do, Jimmy. Yes, sir. Sinclair, sir. Stoker Sinclair. You were my skipper on the Courageous.
Oh, yes, of course. I remember you now. Sinclair. You were always singing at concerts. The Scottish Stoker.
Yeah, I know that. The Scottish Stoker. The Scottish Stoker. When he sang Heart of Oak, they pelted him with coke.
Why, funny boy. Well, sir, it's wonderful to see you again.
Well, it's very nice to meet you again, Sinclair.
Where's that fool Alfie? He's got the key of the boat. The women are wanting to get the food out.
I'm here, Mr. Higginbottom. I'm afraid I've got some bad news. The key's gone down the river with me trousers.
It's what? Hey, what's the idea of the striptease?
You clot, Alfie all. We'll all have to starve just because you wanted to go swimming with a water hen.
I might have known. Well, we'd better get back and see if we can get some grub in the village. Anyway, according to Mrs. Billington, this is private property. Some doddering old lord owns all this land.
Is that so?
You what? Who are you?
Well, I'm the doddering old lord who owns all this land.
A lord? I thought you were a doddering old admiral.
Yes, well, I am an admiral, but I'm also Lord Fanshawe, and I own this land.
Oh, you're a landlord.
Look, I'm very sorry, Admiral, my lord.
So you should be. I'm sorry, Admiral. He's a friend of mine. Higginbotham.
Yes, well, he's a friend of yours, Sinclair. I'll say no more about it.
Oh, that's very kind of you, my lord. Hey, fancy you knowing old Pete here.
Ah, we were shipmates.
What, in the Navy?
No, in the Scouts.
Well, Admiral, my lord, we'd better be going now. We've got to get the ladies some food.
Ah, no, you're not going anywhere. You're going to have some food with me. Since I retired, I rarely see anyone I served with. It's calls for a celebration. Drop of the old Navy rum.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, Admiral.
Yeah, it's very nice, that. We didn't expect to be eating with an Admiral.
You won't be eating with the Admiral. Coach driver's eating the stables with the horses.
I must thank you for that wonderful meal.
Oh, not at all, Mrs. Clitheroe. Do call me Admiral. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did as well. Oh, but I shouldn't have eaten them two jellies. Oh, not on top of them three trifles.
Another glass of fruit cup, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Well, no, thanks. It's rather strong. What was in it?
Oh, you better ask your father about that, eh, Peter?
What does he mean, Father?
Well, you remember that little drink I concocted at Nellie's wedding?
Oh, no. Not Auntie Nellie's knockout drops.
Well, whatever it is, it's livened the party up.
Well, it's livened Alfie up all right. I just saw him standing in the garden with a watering can on his head saying, "Look, everybody, I'm a fountain."
Well, I'd better go and see if my other guests are all right. Come on, Peter, bring a glass, will you?
All right, you are, Fred. See you later, Pat.
Well, Jim, it certainly turned out to be a wonderful trip.
Yeah, and when we get back on the bus, you can take up a collection for Jim the genius who organised it all.
Mother, what's in this fruit cup?
Well, we're not sure, but I wouldn't drink any more of it if I were you.
It's not me, it's the Admiral's butler. He's just proposed to Mrs. Eccles.
Oh, but that's ridiculous. Well,
I know, she's accepted him.
Good evening. Oh. You may see a stranger.
Do you like the sound of music?
Yeah.
So do I. Shut up.
All right, I've only come in for my camera. Hey, I'm glad I've got a flash on it.
Why? What are you going to do?
I'm
going
to sort Mrs. Billington out. She won't dare say anything to the vicar or to the church committee after the way she's carrying on.
What do you mean?
She's dancing on the lawn with Higginbotham.
What? This afternoon she called him a lout.
Ah, well, when I passed him just now, she was calling him Cuddles.
Hey, you're right, Alfie. I can see him through the window. You'll get the photo of a lifetime. Billington and Higginbotham doing knees up Mother Brown round the lily pond. Hey, come on, let's get in the garden.
I can't wait to get a snap of this.
Oh, knees up, Mother Brown. Knees up, Mother Brown. Under the table, you must go. Ee-ya, ee-ya,
ee-ya.
I think she's caught him.
Well, don't just stand there, you two. Do something.
Right, you've got your camera ready, Alfie.
It is, Jim.
Come on, then. Goo, goo.
Goo, goo. Goo, goo.
Involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as Granddad, Patricia Burke as Mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Brian Truman, Tony Melody, Rosalie Williams, and Betty Alberge. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Enjoyed themselves, and after she heard about the photograph, Mrs. Billington decided to forget her complaints. And there was one other thing that everybody forgot, except me. All that grub locked away in the boot. Anyway, the next day I collected it from the garage, and that night the Black Hand Gang had a party with all the free grub, and I only charged them a shilling each. For the use of the table. Ta-ra!